minus 50 seconds. T minus 40 seconds. T minus 30 seconds. T minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Own it, own it, own it, Kong. I own it. It did.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Of course, we are here for the Wednesday edition of WWT Live. We'll be breaking down the latest news. A lot has happened, even just coming out of Raw on Monday, which we'll get into. But of course, I am not alone. I am joined by the queen herself, not to be confused for Charlotte Flair, but she does hold a candle of her own. Queen PR, how are you?
I am good. I'm happy to be back.
I'm excited to have you. We have a bunch, you know, we are Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. We have a lot of...
It's Ella, 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 J, J, J. It's Ella, J, Ella, Ella, J, J, J. It's Ella, J.
Again, not my doing. That's TK Trinidad.
I'm always hoping lurking. That happens.
That's TK Trinidad lurking in the background here. Oh God, I know that Santana at
Ella.
That was not me. That was TK Trinidad. Wrestling Realm, thank you for joining us. I know, hey. Santana. I mean, that's our only like presence of Kane. You know, he's off doing some things. We hope, of course, to see him back soon. But yeah, like I was alluding to, there's been a lot of women's wrestling news this week as we are Women's Wrestling Talk. So I mean, we'll kind of start off with a big one, obviously coming out of Monday Night Raw, your new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, ooh, Lita and Becky Lynch. Of course, it's Lita's first title since 2006. This also makes Becky Lynch a Triple Crown winner in WWE, as she's now held the SmackDown, Raw, and WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. So, my God, what a moment. And plus, the return of Trish Stratus. So, I mean, PR, what are we thinking about this? How do we feel?
I was very excited because it wasn't what we expected in Canada. And I don't think anyone really was like, okay, Trish didn't show up, fine. I expected them to win once they main evented, but it's exciting to see a fresh team up. Like, I never would, like, if I had to predict something, I would have never predicted this. So that's exciting. It's Mania season. So going into Mania with new tag team champions, with the presence of Lita, who a lot of people feel are, you know, overdue some of these things. A lot of history is being made and they're like, okay, Lita needs to be a part of it. So having her hold the tag team championship with Becky is super cool. I am intrigued to see, like, will her and Trish be around after Mania? Is this one of those like short stints? But I'm excited. I'm excited to see it.
This is also one of those scenarios because there's so many things that they could do leading. Again, we're 4.5 weeks out. There's 9 televisions left. I was just talking about this, wow, a couple hours ago. I am the most uncertain of how this is going to play out because of the Ronda Rousey factor. Right. Because, I mean, the news was that, you know, originally it was supposed to be Ronda and Raquel for the SmackDown Women's title at Rumble. That didn't happen because Ronda had interest in the tag division. So she dropped it. And I just don't see a world where, granted, I would be happy if she was left off the card personally, but I don't see in WWE's playbook that if they have Ronda Rousey available, that they would leave her off of this card. So it kind of makes things complicated unless, you know, we have like a 3-on-3 and then Ronda and Shayna attack them at Mania. Right. I am the most uncertain of how this is going to play out because there's been so many rumors of damage control versus Ronda and Shayna. It could be just a simple three-way and then Trish and Bayley are just the managers at ringside. It could be the 3-on-3 that we're all expecting. Mm-hmm. Trish could turn. There's a lot of uncertainty, but you know, that could be a good thing. I'm very uncertain about where we're going from here. Where do you see their path to Mania? There's so many routes at this point.
There really is, especially with, like you said, the Ronda factor. It's hard to think that she wouldn't be on the card and not have a championship involved. But then that also gives us such a short amount of time to build a story. Like if there is something, you know, but then with the star power, do we really need that much time to build a story? So it really can go a lot of different ways. I think the most predictable thing would be Bayley and Damage Control versus Trish and Lita and Becky, but I do feel like they're trying to shake things up, so it may not go that traditional route. If Ronda and Shayna happen to like attack Becky and Lita, then it's like, okay, where does that leave Trish? So it's one of the, like you said, it's very chaotic. Like it could go a lot of different ways, which is exciting on one end, but like for our sake, we're like, you know, will it do justice to what could be potentially like really good stories for the women going into Mania? I did want to ask you a question, Ella. How do you feel? So I'm one of those people that always feels like Trish is kind of the spotlight all the time. And like Lita, like she is talked about as much as Trish, but it's like Lita always kind of fades in the background.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this moment for Lita having Trish right in the center? Even the photos, you know, Trish is right in the middle. Yeah. And it's like, do you think this should have been maybe Lita's moment? Does Lita's story always need Trish? You know what I mean? Like, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I could make that argument that last year, I mean, Lita was on her own story against Becky leading into Elimination Chamber. So I think she kind of already, and you know, that was supposed to be her quote unquote retirement match. So, I mean, I get where you're coming from. I feel like last year though, that story already kind of ran its course. Really? Okay. Nikki, you were
that. Where did this kind of...
You're the first person to say that. I'm not saying that, you know, it's probable to happen because it's simply Ronda Rousey. You can't ignore that Ronda factor. I just, you know, I'm assuming Lita and Trish are real life besties. They appear to be.
100%.
But yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like last year, like I said, Lita got her chance to shine, you know, and like Team Bestie is always a seller, you know, leading into WrestleMania. It raises the stakes of, because frankly, the women's tag titles became accessories for Damage Control. This alone was their only second title defense of over 100 days as champions.
Insanity.
So those titles became plain accessories with the leverage of Lynch and Lita now as champions. That adds a little bit more of prestige to the titles and makes people more invested in it. And obviously with Trish there, it makes sense to even at 3 versus 3. So for me, I don't really, I mean, I get your point. It just, for me, I feel like this, the introduction edition of Trish makes sense in this scenario because it's 3 versus 3.
Right.
I don't necessarily, as of right now, see Trish taking the spotlight from Lita. That's not to say she couldn't, because a lot of people are theorizing that Lita or that Trish is going to turn heel against Becky and Lita. So, I mean, as far as I know, that's supposed to happen. But again, a lot of things have changed, so we don't know. And like I was saying, there's always this Ronda factor in the back of my mind. So as of now, I don't know what direction they're going to go. They could have Trish turn on them at WrestleMania. Could be before WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Could not even happen at all. Mm-hmm. But I don't foresee. I don't know. You know, it's like, maybe it's a good thing that it's kind of unpredictable at this point.
Yeah.
But okay, fair enough, Nikki. You're not happy about that, but you always wanted Charlotte and Becky. Yeah. But obviously, I mean, real life stuff got in their way. They, you know, not on this, they don't have the same friendship that they had years ago. But I see your point that Lita, Trish is always kind of right there, with the exception of
a heel turn would, for like, I would be like, that's, then it makes sense because fresh. It's not, I mean, yeah, like you said, Team Bessie's a seller.
Yeah. So we haven't had heel Trish, like, we haven't had heel Trish in any of her time she came back since her retirement. Yep. When she came back in 08, 09, you know, she was with Cena. She was a babyface. When she came back in 2011 with the whole Snooki thing, again, babyface. Mm-hmm. Women's Rumble, babyface, Evolution. Against Charlotte, she was babyface. We have not had heel Trish in probably at least probably like 17 years at this point.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it's been a long time since she's retired. She has not been heel at all. Well, you know, retired in 06 initially. Yeah, Trish is always front and center.
It's true. And also just going back to the selling point, Cardi B tweeted about Trish Stratus and Lita on being on TV again, which just make, you know, my imagination. Yeah. It's like, you know, is she a obviously she likes wrestling, but it's like, was she watching Raw or like social media? Yeah. And then she deleted the tweet. I'm not sure why, but I just, that it just goes to show you right there. You put Trish and Lita on the screen, people are going to recognize it.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. But that's a good point. I feel like, again, they're a drawing factor. You want to go into WrestleMania with the most. Obviously, they, you know, they bring in legends. They also bring in like celebrities at points. You want to make it the biggest spectacle it can be. And right now, there's multiple routes. If Trish isn't coming back, I don't see her staying for 6+ months, maybe 3 at the most, personally. You don't see, okay, makes sense. So you don't see a point in a heel turn. That's a fair point, JD. If it's just short term, again, if we're thinking like she turns at WrestleMania, that maybe goes on for a month or two longer at Backlash. I don't know. But there's an excitement in the uncertainty. I just, again, we're all theorizing. We could be totally wrong, but I'm excited for this. I do feel bad though, because again, Damage Control, you know, they're the full-time competitors. Dakota Kai obviously was expressing her disappointment in it. You know, they have, she said that they have so much more left to give after their loss. You know, they really
were defending it.
Yeah. It's just, again, they won it at what? Saudi Arabia in October. They only had one title defense before this past Monday. And that was back in December. Right. So they went 2 whole months, like 2.5 months without defending the championships.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, yeah, go on.
I feel like it's like different because like Sasha and Bayley, you know, being stans would have been like, it was the moment of like losing them to Lita, you know, would have been a lot to them. Yeah. But I feel like with Dakota and Io, it's like they're still making their history. Yeah. Where it's like, okay, that's cool. They cute, Lita and Trish are cute and everything. But we want to defend these titles. We want to make our moments. Yeah. You know what I mean? And for them to not have a WrestleMania moment, even if it meant losing at WrestleMania, walking into it as champion is a huge thing, and they may not be able to do that. And I you know, and they're 2-time champs. It's not like they're just like random, you know?
Yeah.
So I do see, I can see that being disappointing. And that's what happens when legends come back. That's why I'm always like this when they come back. It's during this time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like there's pros and there's cons to it. It's cool. It's cool as hell to see Lita hold the championship, you know, for the first time since what, 06? So like 17 years almost. But again, it's like, you can't, it's kind of the Goldberg case too. I mean, you know, but you know, it's always tough. It'd be the same way though. People were hoping for The Rock to come back though. A lot of people were excited for that. We're excited for this, but also it's at the expense of the full-time talent. So it's kind of, it's bittersweet in a way, but yeah, Dakota Kai was like 3rd time's a charm. Maybe it, obviously I would assume they get a rematch at some point. We're 4.5 weeks out from Mania. They could have it in between them, maybe at Mania. They have to do something revolving the titles. My concern though, is if it's 3-on-3, it's like, again, the tag titles are just an accessory again, though, is the thing. So I hope that there's a title defense in there along the way. So the titles, again, aren't just accessories like they were for the most part of Damage Control's 2nd reign. We'll see what happens. But yeah, new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. Trish Stratus is also back. As many routes this could go. And of course, there's always the Ronda Rousey factor. But I'm here for the ride. I'm enjoying it. Sometimes it's good to enjoy the uncertainty that we, you know, we think we overthink everything, especially myself, of booking, like, what could they possibly be doing? Yeah. We want to know everything, but also it's sometimes nice to take a step back and enjoy things, you know?
Saying, oh God, you're absolutely right about that. So I'm like, you know what? I was going to like analyze Trish winning. And I was like, you know what? She's back. She won. That's all that. I'm enjoying it.
But of course, we were talking about WrestleMania. The host of this year's WrestleMania is announced. And honestly, I think if they weren't going to have him do anything, I feel like The Miz is a perfect... perfectly suited for that, pun intended. I feel like obviously he does the media rounds all the time for them. He can speak on the mic. He can hype up a crowd. He's comfortable in front of a camera. I'm just afraid though that he might lose his voice by like halfway through night one. That's my only concern. We've never really had a scenario where he's gone the distance, like on commentary, like a Michael Cole or something. I'm just afraid he might lose his voice at some point. That's my only fear.
It's going to be a lot, and he brings a lot to it. So it's like by the second segment, is he going to be like,
yeah, that's my only concern. But The Miz is the host of their show.
I think am so here for this. Like, so he is Hollywood. Like, it's kismet.
I feel like it works for them. And obviously they used him to kind of also set up the announcement of Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul. And now Bye Bye Bitch is now a t-shirt at Black and Brave. If you didn't watch that segment, I would watch that segment where Seth Rollins FaceTimed Logan Paul. And now it's his line is now a shirt on his Wrestling Academy, Black and Brave. I saw today.
Bring this so good.
Nikki has a suggestion. How do you feel about this? Cardi B may be hosting with The Miz.
You know, as much as I would like that in theory, I don't know why it would just seem so out of place.
It'd be wild.
Like, it would, like, I don't know. It's like almost like you ever have like two sets of friends from like different worlds of your life, and then you bring them together and it just doesn't work. Like, for some reason, I see that similar thing with Cardi B. Unless she does like a little like quick little scene with Miz or like a skit. I can see that.
Maybe. But yeah, WrestleMania is heating up. Cody Rhodes will be going to SmackDown. We might finally get his first face-to-face with Roman Reigns instead of Paul Heyman or the Bloodline. Hopefully they need to rev up this story. You know, he's already had those confrontations with the Bloodline and Paul Heyman. Now it's time to rev up your engines and give us that teaser finally of those two on the same show. You know,
I need it because I'm still wondering how he fits in and how he's gonna get us we're emotionally invested in Cody. We're not emotionally invested in his match, at least myself, like in with Roman, because I can't give more emotion than I'm giving to the Bloodline story right now. Like, Cody just, you know, I'm just like, I can't deal. Go away.
He's been indirectly dealing with Roman Reigns is what I was saying. You know, he's had the stuff with Paul Heyman. He's had stuff with Sami Zayn. Now it's time to finally let them start their track to WrestleMania. We've never seen them together in any capacity, you know. Now is the time. I feel like if you're going to create that story, like they have to meet sometime beforehand. It can't just be at WrestleMania. Yeah, because like you said, there isn't really like the story is more so Cody's comeback, you know, but also Roman's like streak, but also you have to merge those two together somehow. So hopefully
there's the Sammy factor that I'm sure WWE did not plan on. When they were like, Cody's going to come, milk Cody's comeback, half him in the Rumble, half him face Roman. And then you got this like crowd favorite that Sammy, like Mick Foley posted something where, I don't know if you guys talked about it on the show, but he's afraid. Well, he's basically saying WWE has to be very careful with how they book Cody and Sammy because they don't want the fans to turn on Cody.
Yeah.
Where, you know, which I don't think will happen, but it is one of those things. It's something to think about. And it definitely throws, I'm sure, a lot of plans, you know, out of whack.
Yeah, I was seeing people, I don't remember what show it was on, but we were literally talking about this, that people were afraid Cody was going to get booed. And I didn't see any scenario where Cody would get booed. I could see him getting maybe a mixed reaction if Sammy and Cody were both there. But I just don't see any scenario where Cody gets completely like booed out of the building because people wanted Sammy Zayn, but a lot of people also want Cody. I feel like Sami Zayn is going to have some sort of, I would be shocked if Sami didn't have any involvement going into this Friday. We'll see. I think at worst, Cody would get a mixed reaction, but there's no way.
And it wouldn't last long, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. Nikki saying, I agree. Cody has, Nikki, I couldn't agree with you more.
Ooh.
I couldn't agree with you more, Nikki.
Ooh, I never thought, I think it's because I'm so into the story, but I think maybe it is time.
It's been time. Again, me personally, I've never been a Roman fan, whatever, you know, great as a person, but I've never really invested in him as a character. And so for me, I've been over this since the very beginning. No, I stand by it. That was TK, by the way. That was not me. I stand by it. You know, great person, but I've been over this reign.
So you don't acknowledge the tribal chief?
No, I do not. I do not. JD disagrees, and that's fine. You want to see Cody chase it? He's got 4 weeks to chase it. He's got 4 weeks, then he can win it. Also, hi, Bobby. But we're talking about championship matchups. You know, we have a couple other championship matchups coming up in the landscape of NWA. Obviously, at their last pay-per-view, Nuff said, you know, Angelina Love took it to the limit with Camille in a, I believe it was a street fight. Camille reigns victorious. You know, she is almost... In June, it'll be 2 years, but she has a pretty stiff competition now coming up ahead of her in the form of La Rosa Negra. Last night on NWA Power, La Rosa Negra cashed in her championship series opportunity against Camille. So they will now be facing off next month at the Chicago, I believe it's the 312 pay-per-view on April 7th. So I don't believe these two have ever faced off before. And if it was, it was on the Indies. But La Rosa Negra is now challenging Camille for the NWA Women's World Championship next month. How do we feel about that?
Very excited about it. Being on this show made me want to check her out more when we were talking about her when I was on the show before. And I have become such a fan. Like, you can tell that she uses every championship opportunity to really showcase, you know, what she has to offer. And shout out to Angelina Love, because, you know, the clips I saw were really good. And I'm here for this. I think she's ready. Like, I think we all have been waiting for La Rosa to kind of get this sort of shine. And she's hungry. So it's one of those moments where the women are going to show up and show out.
I'm excited for this too. Again, Camille, I've said this a million times, but Camille really, since Empower against that match with Layla Hirsch, she just really leveled herself up. And obviously the crowd noticed that too, and has since taken a respect to her, where she's kind of teetered that line of baby face and heel, just simply because the crowd was warming up to her, and rightfully so. She seemed more poised, more into the crowd, much improved in the ring as well. And, you know, again, here I am, you know, complaining about this long Roman Reigns reign. But for me, I mean, Camille, I don't know how to explain it. You know, she's just been really improving, and it's been a really natural progression, you know. Yes, she has a very demanding presence, but it's not like overbearing. I don't know how to explain it. But at this point, though, there's also the con to it, because, you know, she's plowed through every viable competitor. Like, she's plowed through Angelina Love, Taya Valkyrie, Kylan King, you know. La Rosa Negra made her NWA debut a few weeks ago, I believe it was. So this is a pretty fresh matchup. Nikki saying the difference with Camille and Roman is that Roman has been given his time. Fair. Camille has been overshadowed and sometimes left out of those conversations. Absolutely. And maybe that's why, because Roman is more on the grand scale, you know. I feel like Camille's was more natural and not as forced. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. But I've been enjoying this Camille run. I think she's approaching, she'll be approaching 600 days soon, I believe. And then in June, if she retains until then, would have been 2 years now. That is Kyle Davis. That is not Adam Pearce. That is Kyle Davis. But I can see where
that
you
think that's Scrap Daddy. Okay. Yeah.
But I will say the other, they also announced the matchup for their NWA World's Heavyweight Championship for the 312 pay-per-view. Again, talking about championship series, Chris Adonis, formerly known as Chris Masters, also cashed his in. So now he'll be taking on Tyrus at the event. And I think that 99% of people would agree with me when I say this. We're rooting for you, Chris Adonis. 100%. Oh, man. You know, Chris Adonis, we are rooting for you. We got all of our cards invested in you, sir.
We're all rooting for you.
It's an interesting progression because he was the national champion last year, which is kind of like, think of it as like an intercontinental champion in NWA on that same wavelength. He lost that last year. So I think it's cool. He's kind of leveling up now and getting a chance for the world's heavyweight title. And I mean, I'm praying. I can never... You know, the one thing with NWA, they're unpredictable, which can be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing, you know? So I don't know.
Unpredictable, but like the worst decisions.
Though. Yes.
Like, it's just to be unpredictable if the it's a reward at the end, but it's always just like, what the fuck?
I know. Nikki, I see your comments.
I've been trying not to.
Yeah.
So I have seen him in person. Tyrus. Like I see him a lot.
Yeah, same.
We're in the Fox building.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how what about him was like, it was a good idea to make him champion. So I'm going to be positive and just say Chris Adonis.
We'll see. April 7th, the 312 pay-per-view in Chicago. Chris Adonis, we're rooting for you, buddy. We're pulling for you. You have no idea. Well, you probably do know, I'm sure. You know, but like I said, I'm excited for La Rosa Negra versus Camille. Also at that pay-per-view, obviously, is going to be the finals of the NWA Women's Television Championship. They've had a couple people advance. I believe people are mentioning Kylan and Kenzie. Yes, that I still have to watch. I don't know the result of it yet. I would assume Kylan probably won, but I don't know yet. But again, the finals of that is going to be also at there. Me too, Bobby.
Me too.
Unfortunately, he got injured and that screwed everything up. Kenzie. Oh, okay. That. Kenzie won.
I would not have guessed that.
See, I guess that would explain why they split up Ella and Kenzie in that tag rematch. I don't know. Interesting. Good to know, though, Nikki. Unpredictable, we were talking about. But, yeah, I do wish Matt Cardona was still champ, but unfortunately he got injured. But I know, Miss PR, we got to get you out of here. So before we let you go do your stuff, please let the people know where they can find you on your socials.
You can find me, Queen PR, on Twitter and Instagram at Queen3_PR. And follow, of course, my podcast, Those Wrestling Girls. And also, Krista B, love you. Yeah, follow us everywhere. We have a new episode every other Monday. And we are going live on Twitch at 7 p.m. Me, the fan club crew, we're talking all the latest wrestling news. And I want to also just shout out WWT Live for having me. Ella J, I really enjoy working with you and this wonderful team. So hopefully I'll be back soon.
Or yeah, we might be doing something too. So we'll see. But yes, go check out Those Wrestling Girls. Always a great supporter of women's wrestling too. I know you got to get out of here. Thank you for joining me. I think we have a little surprise to bring in. I'll bring in you briefly. Do you have like 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll bring in Miss TK Trinidad too before you got
to
go. Say hello.
Hi, TK.
What's up, y'all?
Yes, good to see you.
I changed out my pajamas just for you guys. I have my work pajamas. And I'm like, I don't know if y'all are able to see that. JD, I've been working. Actually, this week we're this week we're supposed to be filming. It's a filming week. And one of our guests actually canceled today. So that's why I'm here home. But I was working my at-home work pajamas. And, you know, I didn't want to leave Ella hanging, so here I am.
I was prepared to just roll with it, but I'm glad to hear you. Yeah, JD, I mean, I feel that
busiest woman.
At least you can wear your at home pajama pants if you wanted to. All it counts
that is exactly what I'm wearing. That
just saying. But of course, PR, we will get you out of here. Thank you so much. We look forward to whenever you're back here. Enjoy your show, and we'll see you soon.
Ciao, ciao.
What's up, TK?
Hey, Miss Ella. How are you doing?
I'm good. You're about.
It's Ella, 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 J, J, J. It's Ella, J, Ella, Ella, J, J, J. It's Ella, J.
I was prepared that time, though. I was. Thank you again, PR. I really was.
Shout out to Kane. He's doing things. Definitely send out positive energy to him. He's, you know, life. So that's, you know, so shout out to Kane for that.
Do you know what's funny is I know that one of the topics we have for today is one that you put in the box. However, we're going to be bringing it out of the box.
I saw.
Perhaps it's a good thing that you're here so you can, you know, you can run things. Lita and Becky Newt. Yeah. Lita and Becky Newt tag team champs. Maybe box the box.
Absolutely not.
You know what, Nikki? It's actually been growing on me, that whole thing.
What are you apologizing for, Nikki? You as the WWT senior writer, like you have to like co-sign on it. It's a beautiful song. We can get Kane to make you a song, Nikki. I'm just saying. I like the song. Oh, now Santana's okay. You know, I like the song.
But, you know, we were mentioning the box. I'm going to play the song, even though we're not going to be keeping it in the box. But we will be taking it out of the box for like 5-10 minutes at most, TK, I promise. But you know, we were talking about tag teams with Lita.
It doesn't like the box video either. I mean, look. The video is box. You just produce hits here, right? Who's Hit Boy? Hit Boy who?
Oh my god! The thing is that was TK's idea. I'm almost pretty sure.
The box was my idea.
No, I mean the song.
The Ella song?
Yeah, I think that's what Nikki's talking about. Oh no, that
was
all.
So what happened was, for those people who are, and mainly probably Santana and Nikki, and Santana, you actually experienced this today. What happened was, I come up with the ideas, and it'll be like random drive. So I'm like, yo, Ella needs a song. And then Kane's like, on it. So Kane produced the song. I just, you know, pointed him in the right direction.
Okay.
And here we are. Just saying. I'm just saying.
TK's gonna be doing that in a minute, because we're taking the lovely Naomi Trinity Fatu out of the box for about 5 minutes, you know, for good reason though. It's very relevant because her former tag team partner, obviously Ariane Andrew, recently did an interview. You know, everyone's wondering, where is Naomi? Actually, it's just Trinity now. But you know, she didn't want to answer for her the questions for it, but she did reveal that Trinity is recovering from shoulder surgery, and she said, "I want her to answer that question of what she's doing next for herself." But she knows she's recovering from shoulder surgery, and she's super proud of her. She said, "That's my sister from another mister, and I think you have to ask for yourself how she's feeling." But she said she's feeling good, but of course we have to ask Naomi ourselves. But it doesn't appear we're getting any answers anytime soon from Trinity, but We do have confirmation that she's recovering from shoulder surgery.
I mean, does it matter? And I'm trying to look for this picture because I didn't know I was going to be on the show today. And this is more of a gossipy thing. But yeah. If you look at Solo just got married to the mother of his children recently. And if you look at that picture, Trinity's in that picture. Mm-hmm. But I always get them confused. Jimmy and Jay. I think it's Jimmy.
I don't have the photo, so I don't know.
I'm going to pull out the photo, but I think Jimmy, his wife is not in the picture. So it's like, where's she at? Mm-hmm. Just saying. I'll find a picture with, you know, I'm sure you guys just peep the picture.
Yeah.
As far as Trinity, Naomi, Jay. Where's Jay's wife at? I mean, yeah, see? She's not in the photo, but how is everybody else in the photo? Was she taking the picture? And that's the case, then they should have posted the picture. I mean, you could have found some random person walking by, just saying. Anywho, as far as Trinity is concerned, we do see her on social media, so it's not like she completely went away. She doesn't post a lot, but she is doing things. That part, maybe Sammy should have taken the picture. She is doing things, and I mean, it's I guess, like, if you were in this position, Ella, where you're kind of living your life and you know you're making these decisions, but you're always in the news, I guess it's a good thing that you're always a topic of conversation.
Yeah,
because it seems like Trinity's just living her life, doing whatever she wants to do, and she's loving it. She was just on a reality show with Maria and Kevin.
Yeah.
I think they filmed it a while ago, which I think they filmed it the last time they were in Los Angeles, which was like in the late fall, because I remember talking to her. So, you know, kudos to her. And at this point, it's kind of like, I don't even have a really good analogy for it, but it's kind of like at least you see the person. Say you had a friend and they were like your homie for a long time. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, they just don't talk to you anymore. But you see them on the gram, like, instead of, you know, instead of thinking, oh, what happened to this relationship? Just wish them the best. Like, you're alive. That's great. I'm just going to do me. And I think that's what, you know, we should do. Although on the flip side, it's good that we're still talking about her. But, you know, at this point, she looks happy. She don't look depressed. So
that's a good thing.
Do you?
Yeah, just I guess there's some little update on her. Apparently she had shoulder surgery. She's still out and about though at like premieres and like doing some stuff. So for now, we don't know her future in wrestling, but she's recovering from surgery. That's really the update. So again, we will.
But then why wouldn't WWE? See, there's so many, you know, to take it back out of the box.
The thing, though, too, though, is within the last couple days, they took off her theme song off of Spotify. And they took off Sasha and Naomi's theme songs off of Spotify and Apple. Which, first of all, I was so sad because I listen to Sky's the Limit literally every day. And then I go the next day and it's gone. And I was like, are you kidding me? But so again, I don't know. We don't know what it means, but they took her theme song. They took both of their Sasha's makes sense. You know, she's out during Mercy and things now, but
why? It's kind of funny too, because with them both, I don't think there was a, cause sometimes WWE does do like at least an official statement, especially in the last prior to the pandemic when they were like, you know, letting go of people a whole bunch of times, they would do an official email. Yeah. After the fact, they let them go. Yeah. It's so funny that with Sasha or Mercedes, there was no official email. There wasn't even an official like Instagram post or a post.
So and so, yeah.
Yeah, we're no longer, you know, we part ways, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So it's interesting why for these two particular women that they're not even making an official statement. Like it's kind of like you get divorced. Like you sign the paperwork, you're officially divorced and, you know, now we're divorced and you're moving on. It's funny. It's like, you don't know these people are divorced, but you see that one person with somebody else. And like, that doesn't, wait, what happened? Can you let us know? So anyways, I don't know. God bless them. Do you, I don't have the capacity to figure out what WWE is doing. I guess they have a lot on the plate with trying to be, aren't they supposed to be sold by now too? Wasn't it be 3 months? It's like a month in, one more month to go.
Don't look at me. I have no idea. I'm just sad that they took both of their theme songs off of Apple and Spotify. Those were bangers.
See, that's why we have to almost go back, go old school and start actually downloading songs.
I know. I still have like old songs off of when I just had when iPods were like still a thing. I still have the songs I downloaded from them that even if they're off of there, I still have them. But
right.
I haven't bought music in forever. Stuff. I just have Spotify. So maybe I need to go back to Apple and actually purchase the songs so I have them forever. But unfortunately, it's too late for Sky's the Limit and a May Yay Yays and such a travesty.
Maybe we can get King to do a remake.
But for now, we will put Trinity, just Trinity, back. For now.
Oh my goodness.
To run me my match. I mean, we got 5 weeks till that. 5 weeks from today? 4 weeks from today?
Oh, Santana.
4 weeks from tomorrow. 4 weeks from tomorrow.
Go and check out our... I know it's on Twitter. I don't know if it's on IG, but check out our social media where we actually get Santana being happy about something. I'm not going to go into details of what she's happy about, but we actually have footage of Santana being happy. So go and check that out.
Okay. But I guess this is kind of good and also bad, about the queen of the ring and king of the ring. Obviously there's been a report by PW Insider, I believe it was, that, you know, we all found out that Queen of the Ring and King of the Ring is going to be taking place on May 27th, couple weeks after Backlash, but it reportedly is going to be in Saudi Arabia and in the heat. It's gonna be hot as hell over there, TK, for them. But I mean, I'm excited for this. Not really excited it's in Saudi Arabia, but I'm glad that they're bringing it back because there's new possibilities. So it's like there's pros and cons to this. How are you feeling about Queen of the Ring and King of the Ring?
How many more did they re-sign this deal? How many more years do they have on this deal? One.
That's a good question.
But it was just they didn't re-sign. Not that I know of. I can't remember. I remember when they did the initial deal and it was like a big thing, but how long is this deal? As far as the weather, I feel like it will be, it's like desert, but as far as dealing with the elements, and you would feel this too in like cold weather, like the only time you'll feel the weather is when you're going from the car to the venue. Like, I highly doubt that they
But will. A lot of them, a couple of them have been open venues is the thing. Have been open.
Yeah, I highly doubt, I highly doubt they would subject them to that.
Fair.
I no, because the type of heat that's there, then you're talking about, and then they're exerting energy. Like, I remember when I was running track and we would do it like a high desert heat, people would be passing out. And these are like athletic people in their prime. So I highly doubt if it's an open concept, I think that's
gonna there's going to be people wrestling 2-3 times a night, though. Again, assuming it's an 8-person tournament for both of them, there's going to be multiple people wrestling 2 or 3 matches if they go to the semis and finals is the thing too.
If they do have an opening, there might be like a retract, like the Sky Dome is. Mm-hmm. And if not, for the, the World Cup in Qatar, they managed to build like 7 stadiums in months. So, I definitely don't think that that would be an issue for them.
Hopefully they have water at ringside.
Yes. Yeah, hopefully we don't have any people passing out, but I think they would think ahead of that. I think they would.
Because if we're thinking
about that and they're not, and WWE is not thinking of the, you know, of their athletes first. I mean, obviously they already got the check, so the check is cleared.
Yeah.
They're not thinking of their athletes, then that's a problem.
Now, perhaps more importantly, you know, I already have my thoughts on who I think should slash might win this. Who do you have thoughts on of who could take away the crowns?
Gosh, because even though the titles are like prestige titles, they're kind of secondary in the WWE universe as far as storylines. So it would have to be somebody who's not, you know, in the running. So, you know, definitely not Charlotte, definitely not Becky, definitely not Bianca. Sonya Deville might be, like Joseph said, Sonya Deville might be a good one because she had such a great run as the GM, or as the assistant GM. She had such a great run there, being such an a-hole. I kind of feel that. I feel she might actually play that role. What about Nikki A.S.H.? A.S.H.?
I hope that Big E would be cleared. I know Big E has another doctor's appointment, medical appointment this month for his neck. The question is, can he get cleared by then? Mia Yim would be a good choice. I've seen, because tweets are going around, people are saying that they, I've seen this three consistent, I've seen, when people were talking about who they think could win on the men's side, I've seen three names pop up consistently, and that's Montez. I think Chelsea is one of my two. I could see you winning the women's, but for King of the Ring, I'm seeing a lot of Montez Ford, Chad Gable, and Gunther. Now, me personally, I mean, you're talking about people who don't need titles. I mean, Gunther could, he doesn't necessarily need it, but I think Chad Gable, I feel like Montez Ford could win this. It's kind of like an Xavier thing. You know, he was part of a tag team, but also he can have that singles moment. You know, we've seen a little bit of it in Elimination Chamber. We see what he's capable. We've seen a window, a little snippet of what he's capable of. I think that this would really, even if it's just temporarily setting him off in a little singles run. I mean, we've already seen Xavier do it. Just because you're in a tag team doesn't mean you can't and go win this little singles trophy thing. I think Montez Ford would be a perfect person to do that. Angelo Dawkins even. So I think either of the Street Profits would be a good pick for that. We've seen, like I said, Xavier do it. But I think we've seen Montez really prove himself a lot in Chamber. Now it's time to get, you know, he did good, but now it's time to have it all pay off and win King of the Ring. However, I will say I like the idea of Chad Gable as King of the Ring too. I can see him being super annoying and telling his subjects to shoosh all the time. I like the idea of Chad Gable too. Johnny Gargano would be interesting. However, for some reason though, I just see like, I don't know.
I don't think he's entertaining.
Yeah.
I think Xavier set the bar.
Yeah.
As far as, there are different types of Kings of Rings that we've seen in the past, but I feel like Xavier set the bar, and given everything that's happening and the unknowns with WWE and et cetera, I think Montez Ford would be the most entertaining, but I think also Chad would be a good one too.
Yeah. Also, hello, Pluggo. Thank you for joining us. We've seen, like we said, there's a much more storied history in the King of the Ring. The only standard that we have, the only image we have in the Queen's Crown Tournament is Zelina Vega. So I think that's why my ideas are skewing to that more obnoxious, cocky heel queen.
Right. Carmella.
Which is why Carmella was the other one I was literally thinking of, was Chelsea and Carmella. But I don't know if they're teasing a tag team right now, so that's my only kind of like,
maybe it won't be a good tag team, but teasing
it on Raw, but literally Carmella and Chelsea Green, I think either of those would fit that mold. It's just the only thing I have to go on is Zelina Vega, so I can't really envision like a baby face queen right now, so I think Carmella or Chelsea would embody that role like perfectly, honestly.
I don't know.
That's just my thoughts, but
make sure that they don't pass out from the heat. That's the first
thing. Of course, because there's going to be people, you know, only fair. I will say I did like the idea though, because I think those two would be terrorizing Adam Pearce all the time, and it would be really entertaining though.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, Nikki. However, I feel like certain things need to make sense, but I feel like as far as personality and overall like looks, like I could see it. I think that that might be. I'm actually really curious to see how that would play off.
Piper Niven made it to the final too. She made it to the finals against Zelina Vega. She is back as Piper Niven, not as Doudrop. So they've been pushing her. But just, I don't know. We really have only seen the mold of Zelina Vega, of that like cocky heel. So we'll see. But that kind of leads us to our kind of last story, talking about female heels in WWE. Zoe Stark, you know, she has been one who's had a lot of opportunities lately, obviously at the Royal Rumble. She's been on WWE main event against Dana Brooke a couple of times, but she wrestled for the SmackDown Women's Championship this past weekend at the WWE live event in Illinois. So it appears she might be on the brink of a main roster call-up. Reportedly, officials are high on her backstage. She's been in wrestling for about a decade now, so she's no rookie by any means. In WWE terms, she is, but in the grand landscape, she is. I know she lost last night against Mako Satomura, but even Charlotte Flair praised her. Obviously, she lost. Charlotte retained. It's at live events. But Charlotte praised her, too, on Twitter, saying, like, great job, woman. But Zoe Stark was also on Busted Open a couple days ago and talking about possibly being called up. Her only fear is getting lost in the shuffle on the main roster, which I don't blame her for.
Right.
I think she's ready for it, but her kind of concerns are valid, you know. But it seems like if she does get called up, maybe she's on the path for the, it looks like SmackDown sides of things, because she was at wrestling for the SmackDown Women's Championship. I don't know how closely you follow NXT or Zoe Stark, TK. But how are you feeling about Zoe Stark, kind of on her path, it looks like, to the main roster soon?
I mean, I think she's a great wrestler. We've done so many interviews. I think we might have interviewed her years before she got signed with WWE, but don't quote me on that. We've done so many.
Anyways, that's a good point. That's a good point, Stephanie.
There's that. I definitely agree with as far as getting lost in the shuffle, because there's certain people that get called up that I don't know if it's a conversation with everybody that they know, like they won't get, like Ella, Bianca Belair. But when she got called up, she had to like, there was a moment too where we were trying to figure out, and then she kind of got her footing. Yeah. But I think we all kind of knew this was her trajectory. Even when she was, before she even started like wrestling, when they were debuting her on like the WWE YouTube stuff. So I could definitely feel, I would feel that, especially, I would feel like you might get lost in the shuffle, because you might be a great wrestler, but it's more about getting that right story that works and that actually relates to the audience, that makes the audience want to see you more. Therefore, the writers want to write more of you, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So I can definitely see where, that fear is. And then also too, it's kind of like, they should do stats on this. The people who get called up that get lost in the shuffle, how long do they stay in the company?
I mean, that's a good point. I mean, Tegan Knox, I mean, she got called up that summer, I think it was. And then by November, she was gone. You know, Mia Yim's was a little bit of a different story, because there's that whole retribution thing. Then she had to take care of Keith Lee, and it was just a mess. I mean, the Iconics were on main roster for 3 years. Shotzi's still, I mean, Xia Li even. I mean, she's been lost in the shuffle. You know, it seems like they had Aaliyah's been cleared since October, apparently, and she still hasn't been, And there's still a lot of them that have just been lost, you know. And the thing is a lot of them go to SmackDown. I don't know if that's another trend that you notice, but a lot of these call-ups have gone to SmackDown. Raquel is there. Xia Li is there. Shotzi's there. Tegan's back there. I don't know.
Yeah, when was the last time we had a draft? Was it?
2021. October 2021.
Was that wasn't in the...
Oh, Emma.
We were in the dome still, right? We got out of the dome.
Yeah, we were supposed to get a draft after WrestleMania, apparently. But yeah, it's literally been close to, it'll be 18 months by WrestleMania, by the last time we had a draft. So, I mean, granted, we've had some brand splits, you know. Yeah, Raquel was still given a push. You know, they still push her a little bit. But for the most part, a lot of the women coming back or being called up in the last, say, 3 years, a lot of them, I mean, have, you know, they might have started, but obviously the flame kind of dimmed out. It kind of.
So I wonder, as a wrestler, you see that, like Zoe Starks, and she's we just named, what, like 10 women.
Yeah.
And you see that and they let you know, hey, we're going to call you up. Can you, as Zoe Stark or the wrestler, say, nah, I'm good. I'm good right here. Like,
that seems to be a huge reason. I mean, granted, she was on the main roster for a while, but that's a good reason why Mandy Rose went back to NXT, because she was getting lost in the shuffle, even though she'd been on the main roster for like 4 or 5 years at that point. Four years at that point. She went back to NXT to kind of rebuild herself, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, I don't blame Zoe Stark. It seems that she's probably close, if not after Mania, it seems like she's going to be called up. Like I said, she wrestled that Fatal 4-Way match for the SmackDown Women's title. She was in the Royal Rumble, lasted 26 minutes. She's had multiple main event matches. I believe she's done a couple of dark matches at Raw and SmackDown before. We'll see what happens. So nothing's been confirmed. She just wrestled yesterday on NXT. We'll see. I don't know. I think she, ever since her heel turn, I feel like Zoe's stock has kind of skyrocketed. You know, I just feel like some people, and she even said that she prefers working heel. Some people just portray themselves better as heels. And I feel like since she turned on Nikita in November, I feel like her stock's been slowly rising. It seems like a better fit for her. So I think hopefully if they do call her up, it is as a heel. But we'll see what happens.
It's definitely scary. I could definitely see where she's coming from. But
Is Ciampa injured? I forget this now. Ciampa could be injured right now, and I'm just not remembering, but we have not seen Ciampa in a long, long time. So I don't know, but we'll see. That's all we got for today. Of course, normally you lead it out. That's up to you.
It's your day. You can lead it out.
Okay. Before we get out of here and skedaddle, TK, let the people know where they can find you.
So you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. You are right. I'm used to leading it out. So I'll just leave it like that. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
See? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was about to ramble it off. Yeah, I'm like, no, that's not my job today. All right, cool.
I know. And you can follow me at It's Ella J. While Twitter is still working, that's the place where I am the most active. If you go to the link in my bio, you can find all my links to all my podcasts and everything. I don't know where Ciampa is. I don't remember if he's injured or not. I don't really know. But that, again, that's kind of just proving our point that a lot of the people kind of get lost in the shuffle. But of course, we will be back on Friday.
It's Ella, 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 J, J, J. It's Ella, J, Ella, Ella, J, J, J. It's Ella, J.
You know, just so you know, that was TK. So Nikki and Santana, you can take that up with TK, by the way. That was not me. I just want to clarify that.
Look, all I have to say is I am the owner of Women's Wrestling Talk. That song is not going anywhere. It's going to be, unless Ella, you tell me that is absolutely wretched and I never want to hear that. I will honor that.
I quite like it, but I know some other people don't.
Then it's staying. Just saying.
Yeah, of course, check out the AEW after show. I mean, we have Revolution coming up, so this Dynamite is going to be really, really important. We'll be back on Friday for WWT Live, the Friday edition. So I don't think TK is going to surprise me with that song one more time. So we'll see y'all on Friday.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.